What's good? Welcome back to another episode of Struggle Studio. I'm Grant, joined by the two hosts, Cassius and CJ. Before we get started, let's do a little housekeeping, all right? Make sure you follow us on our social medias and our other platforms. Twitter, Studio Struggle, Instagram, Struggle Studio _, TikTok, just Struggle Studio. We also have a YouTube for the visuals, all right? I know a lot of y'all listen to podcasts, you hear the audio only. We got the visuals on YouTube. And we are live. We're a live podcast now. I know we've been saying this for a while, but they're a live podcast now, so you can join in live, okay? You can interact with us live type shit. Yeah. Just go to YouTube, Struggle Studio. We also do live gaming. Struggle Studio Gaming, which is also on YouTube. Check us out on there, you know, if you haven't, of course. I mean, we would be going crazy in it, so I'm sure you heard of it by now, you know? Make a name for ourselves. Go low key. How y'all doing? How you doing before we get started?
Doing good. I'm doing pretty good.
You know, got a quick little demo for next today. You know, hopped off straight to
fighting bots,
though. Fighting bots, yeah. It's some bots in lobby, ain't gonna lie. No build mode,
of course. Can't handle that.
You know?
You can't handle that, you know, old man. Ain't nothing new. So, how about you?
Not much, bro. Didn't get it on Fortnite.
So, not new either.
Not new.
But, Warden Street, y'all finally beat the Dragon Ball Pooper Curse.
Yes. Ever since we watched Dragon Ball Super Movie, bro, we've been cursed with all battle royales, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
L after L after L, bro.
But finally, we broke the curse with Apex win. Then we got our
But how'd y'all get a win though? That's the question.
We outmaneuvered, bro. Outmaneuvering shit on him.
Y'all jumped the nigga. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Outmaneuvering shit on him, bro.
But y'all let me know, is it honorable to get a dub if you outnumber somebody, bro?
Yes, bro.
It's
not our fault that his teammate wasn't there.
Bro.
Will you fight one at a time?
I'm just saying it's not valid, bro. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's a dub. Right. Yes, obviously it's a dub because it's me.
Man, just hating, bro.
It's just not valid in my opinion.
The next dub we're going for, bro, PUBG, bro. We gotta get it.
I agree.
We gotta get the PUBG dub.
But you know someone who catch a dub, bro? GTA, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yes.
Bro, GTA 6 allegedly has been leaked, bro. All right, we've been getting a shitload of footage, screenshots. Actual gameplay, which is crazy. I never would expect a heavy title like GTA to get leaked. You know,
you think it's like the biggest leak like ever?
Yes,
like, for a video game,
easily. Maybe not a video game.
Like
I would say I put it up anything.
I heard almost 100 videos leaked.
That's crazy.
100, dang, bro.
That's crazy. I think, bro. GTA 6 getting leaked right now is very bad. It's very bad publicity. I think GTA 6 was such a game that people were just craving for, waiting year after year after year. It's been like almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
No, almost a decade. Because I think it dropped 2013. I think
this is actually so out of the blue if you think about it, bro. Like,
I mean, that's normal. That's normal. Leaks are too.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's whether it's right out of the blue or it's an event coming up and they sent footage in early and then it's like it's leaked normally.
Yep. So sometimes I be thinking like lots of it get leaked nowadays are not really leaked. It kind of like released unofficially, you know, mm-hmm. as promo.
Yeah.
But
no, I think it's a leak.
I thought I seen like a second or third video. Like, oh, this is actually like a leak, you know?
Yeah, because like you tell it's in fucking what's that mode called? Developer mode.
Debug mode.
Oh yeah, debug or developer mode, whatever it's called. Yeah. So you can tell it's not. Finished, you know, it's not ready to be broadcast to the light, and I felt, you can already see what's kind of the narrative going on, because like I said, GTA 6 has been such a game that like, people have been craving for year after year after year. It's almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So when people expect to see it, they expect to see a masterpiece, you know, maybe not a masterpiece, the right word, but something that looked like GTA 6, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for people saying this. And this is the first look at GTA 6 after waiting years and years and years. I feel like it's already taking people from buying it day one.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Because
that's what people are. Like, they're just so sheepish, especially all the sheeps right now.
Mm-hmm.
They seeing everybody say, oh my gosh, this game's a garbage. It was a game like a Ubisoft game. This game looks like Saints Row. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They all be stuck in that way, bro. Even when the official trailer drops, they are gonna be stuck in that mindset, bro.
Me, when I saw it, I kind of got the opposite feel. About like I guess like what the game's gonna be per se. I think it looked good for Alpha. Like, for Alpha, I think it looks like a good game. Bro. It looked better than some games that are actually like.
Say the female character.
Yeah, I like it looks good visually. I didn't know there were so many videos out until like we just right for the podcast. I seen like three of them,
mm-hmm.
and like I will say it kind of looked like more of the same, which is.
I mean, that's what GTA is.
Yeah, that's what GTA is. You know, I wasn't like mad or anything about it, but I wasn't like I was kind of looking for something like that'll blow me away. But at the same time, it's a leaked alpha. It's not like they're trying to promo something cool. Yeah. It's like some developer playing, you know. But even then, like, I'm seeing a lot more NPCs on the screen.
You're a bot.
I'm seeing like a more interaction between the characters and NPCs, stuff like that. And I don't know why. I'm gonna say it here first. I mean, it looking like it might have like a co-op element to it. I'm not gonna lie.
You think so?
It looking like it. Cause when she was talking to the I think her name's like Lucia or something like that.
I ain't paying no name.
And the person she's talking to was named like Jacob or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it looked like she was like talking to him. Like, is it push R2 to check on Jacob or something like that? So how would you feel about a co-op story for GTA?
I mean, being a person that's never beat a GTA campaign mode, that obviously made me, you know, want to play it more.
Yeah.
Because to me, GTA story modes are never that good to me. Like I mean I know the stories are good overall, but I feel like GTA feels like a TV show sometimes, like mm-hmm. like a Better Call Saul, or it has so many realistic moments, oh, you're going to work one day, or you're doing some construction,
cousin, let's go bowling.
Yeah like it's like, yeah, in real life this would be fun, but me in a video game doing this, that's not what I'm here for, you know?
Yeah.
So I never end up beating a GTA game. So your co-op definitely make me want to play it more. So mm-hmm. I definitely think if it was co-op, I would beat it, type shit. Yeah. Pause.
You think it's going to be like a GTA Online? A GTA 5 Online? But transfer to GTA 6? Like that?
I think they're done with the whole GTA 5,
online system?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Done with it?
Like, I don't think they're, bringing the same characters and players he created from GTA 5 and movie GTA 6. I think you're starting over. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think there's gonna be a lot of brand new characters not a lot of characters from GTA 5 coming to GTA 6. Maybe some characters from San Andreas or not San Andreas, from Vice City, because that's what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Because from the police cars, and I think it was literally a sign that said Vice City.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm excited to, you know, get experience that, because I never really got experience Vice City. During my youth, I guess. How about you, old man?
I played Vice City. I was not a Rip fan because, I don't know. It seemed kind of... I don't know why. I was a kid when I played it, so it felt like a hard game to me, you know?
Pause.
But I'm a fan of San Andreas, and I'm a fan of the last few GTA, so I can only see them getting better.
Yeah.
Not worse. Mm-hmm. And if they implement some of the Red Dead 6, mechanics, stuff like that, it's going to be a solid game. It'll be a fun game. More fluid.
Yeah.
I like it. From what I've seen, I liked.
But, yeah, from what you've seen, bro, rate it. You know, we all got to
Raiden Alpha is crazy. Bro, niggas talking crazy about it. Alpha is even crazier.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. You can't say, oh, the game is horrible. I mean, it's literally...
It's not
right in front of you.
I'm saying, it's not done. It's that's fucking someone making a fucking cake. Mm-hmm. You eating it midway. Yeah. You're like, this shit garbage, bro.
Yeah,
it's not done yet, bro. You eating fucking butter and bread right now, bro. This shit not baked together.
Yeah.
That's what GTA 6 is right now, bro. So niggas going crazy on Twitter and shit like that. Nigga, eat a dick, bro. Yeah. Respectfully. You know?
It kind of made me more excited. It made me feel like they're more far along than I thought they were. It made me more excited. To me.
Me personally, I thought it'd be more farther along. Ain't gonna lie, it's been a lot of time. You know, I never thought it'd be almost complete, but not so crazy. You know,
it looked like it got a base together, bro.
But at the same time, I know it's not coming out anytime soon. They haven't really even announced it. They kind of announced it. From what I believe,
yeah.
But they never really said GTA 6 is coming out soon.
Yeah,
they didn't say anything like that, have they? So
I don't think so. Some people said this is gonna push the game back more. Do you think this push this affect the release of the game or?
Maybe. If people are outroaring too much, bro, it might
push. I say this might push the game back a little bit, but I think it's gonna push the trailer up quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I think I'll push it back only because I feel like the developers will get more strictly watched, you know, so you can't work as freely as you like to work. It's gonna be more of a strict schedule. Okay, who's coming in here? Who has access to this information? Mm-hmm. I think slowing it down through the bureaucracy and all that stuff, it's gonna slow it down development wise.
So you think they're gonna find the op who did this?
No, I don't think they find that. Wait, we haven't discussed. Do you think someone leaked this or someone hacked it?
I think leaked.
I think hacked, bro.
I don't think
for hacked. 90 videos and trying to go on doing that unnoticed. I don't think so. But I think someone hacked it, bro.
What do you mean unnoticed?
No one came for us. Like, this is me. I like this. Like, it's kind of like.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think it was the same guy who said. People are saying it's the same guy that leaked. I mean, I leaked hacked Uber or something like that.
So it's a hack.
Oh, so wait, it might be a hack. Oh shit, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's probably a hacking. How do you feel when people do that shit though? Like, does it affect you? Does it, like, you?
Wish, I don't care.
You don't care that much.
Like me personally, I wish they wouldn't. You know, mm-hmm. But
I feel like that kind of takes away from some of the hype to it. You know,
I was excited to see the gameplay. You know.
I know, but that takes away, like, your first look at GTA 6. That takes it away. Like, he kind of stole it from you, you know?
Yeah.
He kind of stole, like, the front end of GTA 6. That trailer they released in 2022, bro, it was fire. But you really already kind of seen it before, you know? Yeah. He kind of takes it away.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I definitely agree with that, yeah. But at the same time, I'm not crying about it, or I'm not mad. I'm not mad or sad for the company. Like, company, y'all should do a better job keeping it locked, type shit like that. And as long as it's not no crazy spoilers that, like, out before the game. Like, when Last of Us 2 dropped, or got leaked.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was spoilers. You know, spoilers. I didn't even know it got leaked.
And me personally, I think that affected everybody's perception of the game. I'm not gonna lie. I think the thing that leaked spoilers.
I don't think so.
A lot of people's perception.
Don't think so. But yeah. As long as it's not no crazy leak, like, oh, this character dies, or this character dies. Mm-hmm. But how y'all feeling about the character that we've seen so far? Like I seen two. Yeah, I seen two. Yeah.
Yeah.
From visuals and, you know, just. How they seem like they're gonna play type shit. I think I've seen three. I think I've seen one in the nightclub, mm-hmm. one girl, one thick chick, and then one like nigga with, like, almost like a teenager almost, look like.
I think it's probably Josh. Was he like blonde guy or white guy?
Yeah, I think he had a hat on.
Yeah, he had a hat on and like a white tee on. I think.
Yeah,
something like that. I seen a nigga swimming.
I don't know.
And nothing.
I don't hate it. It didn't be like, oh shit, can't wait to play with these people. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Alpha, you don't really know their personalities. You don't know how they act. I don't care that you get played as a woman. I don't care that much. Yeah. I don't care if it's if I'm sexist or whatever you want to call it. I don't want to get piped out, bro. I don't want to see you get piped out, bro. I don't.
You want your legs spread in the air?
No, I don't, bro.
Want your legs in the air, bro?
I don't want it, bro. We call that. I just don't want it.
How do you feel that if it's three main characters and none of them black, you know, all in white, did I say? Because I don't think they ain't got to be black. Mm-hmm. But if they all white, I don't know.
I mean, I really don't care that much, you know?
Y'all keep talking.
Yeah, I don't really care that much, but, like, it was whooping at this point, you know? Like, dang, man. Not one black person, but.
I mean, yeah, I think I agree, guys. Yeah. I wouldn't care that much.
Yeah.
It'd just be a little shady.
It'd be a little weird. Yeah. I feel like black people, like, we kind of. I won't say we carry each day. But we definitely are a huge portion of people with GTA, you know? Like,
100%.
Like we still play, like, freaking San Andreas, you know? Like,
I'll say black people keeping the GTA alive right now with RP.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think white people have RP.
Yeah, OTF gaming.
Yeah.
We create Noblock.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, not too much to say, because, again, the alpha was rough looking. It didn't really highlight any new features. It kind of just showed niggas moving around, you know, shit jiggling and shit.
Is physics on that bitch? Not that bitch, but physics on the game?
Hey, man, no comment. But I am excited to see it officially get revealed. And it's some more reveal and shit. Warzone 2.
Yes. They had a little...
Warzone head himself right here. Come on.
They had a little event. They showed off Modern Warfare 2. Saw some of the multiplayer, regular multiplayer, and it got to the Warzone matches. You know, it's like a couple streams got to stream it. I don't know how to feel about it yet. Mm-hmm. I will say the map was good. I like the map so far. Gameplay wise, until I get it in my hands, I really don't know. It seemed kind of a little more stiff, you know, than
Boss.
Yeah, a little more stiff than the first Warzone.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Why you say that?
This movement didn't seem as fluid, you know. You know, Warzone movement don't make any sense at all. Like, watching someone play it don't make any sense. Like, the way they move so fast like that, but like it definitely seems slower. Like, they slowed it down a little bit. Mm. You know, I don't know because they didn't have their own setups there to play how they want to play.
You say you like that or you didn't?
I don't know how I feel, but I really don't know. I didn't get it. It didn't give me like I wasn't hyped for it, but I wasn't disappointed with what I saw. All
right.
I was kind of like stuck in the middle, you know. So I'm gonna try it when it comes out. I will say. It did feel a little like more Battlefieldy for some reason. I don't know. It had a more Battlefield vibe,
like
things, what, nigga?
Things seem more interactive. Like I don't know if that's not just Battlefield, like other games do too. Where like, okay, you go to a building, you open medicine cabinet, you get heals, you know.
Oh yeah, I think I saw it.
Like, you open a cash register, you get money for stuff, you know.
I heard that it's gonna be more like loot's more. What's the word? Not strategic based. Like it make more sense. Like what loot is. Like if you go to hospital, you'll find bandages.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go to armory, you'll find weapons and stuff. Like that, yeah. You know?
What I think can be cool. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I feel like okay, it's cool, I guess, but I hope it's still both. I hope it's both. You know, like
I'm sure they'll make sure.
It's not gonna be like full guns and like full bandages in like a hospital. It'll probably be like something.
I'm saying like if I open a random chest in the middle of the desert or something like that, it can be some hills in there.
Yeah,
like I don't want to be okay. Damn, I don't see medic cabinet or shit like that. Or I gotta fucking bust down the hospital where niggas guarding and shit that because they know that's what the main stock of health is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want
to
be like that.
I'm excited to try it out and see it for myself. It wasn't a lot of, like, gameplay to dissect from. Mm-hmm. The proximity chat. Okay.
Elite.
As long as they fix, like, the audio a little bit, like, sometimes it was, like, too loud. Like, you hear too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that depends on the person's mic, I guess. Yeah. It depends on the person's mic. Mm-hmm. I like that idea, bro. I feel like...
Mm-hmm. I can't tell because you can be like Daredevil, bro.
Yeah.
Quit. I can hear a nigga. I hear that nigga.
Yeah. It'd be funny to play with friends with the personal chat on. Mm. And I think it makes it feel more realistic because personal chat works both ways.
Yeah.
If your friend's not close to you, you cannot hear him. So if you got somebody running off, like in the distance by themselves and they push them by themselves, you cannot get information from them, you know? Mm. I think that's pretty cool. I think add a little toxicity to the.
A little nigga?
A lot of toxicity to the chat, bro. Yeah. Imagine talking shit about somebody trying to kill you, bro.
Yeah.
You rookie by the way. Yeah. Someone said, get back here.
Yeah.
Might scare some niggas off the game, I ain't gonna lie. Might scare some niggas off the game. To be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest. What else? How you feel about like stages coming back, like maps kinda like integrated into the
You know, so me personally, I played more of the Modern Warfare games than like the other ones, you know, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
At least I played them more heavily. I like them other than like,
yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of like older times. So when Modern Warfare came out, that's the one that I played the most.
So you mean like you just played MW2? Or?
Yeah, like when it first came out, the NWT, NW3, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I like those the best because that's the one I played the most. So to see like the airport stage come back and all that other stuff come back, I think that was cool. I think I like this map more because like there's parts I think on the old maps that like, oh, I remember this place back in this, but I don't really remember it because I didn't play those games like that.
Yeah. I actually didn't know that. I didn't know that the old ones were same thing, like integrated.
No. Like it was just the multiplayer maps were like integrated. Like not the Warzone shit. The Warzone shit was like its own. Like
Warzone was okay.
This is. I mean, like I'm thinking more Blackout. That's what I'm thinking Blackout, where like Blackout had old stages, like old like other Call of Duty stages.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool. It's cool for them to bring that back. Overall, I'm excited for the game. I think it'd be fun. I want them to fix the whole the game being so freaking huge, bro. Like the updates.
What do you mean by
that? The updates are freaking so big, bro. Pause. They're so big, bro. Like it takes so much space in your game. Like that Warzone was one of the main reasons I had to get a freaking
hard drive.
External hard drive, bro. Because it was so big. I like playing it, but damn. I can't even take that shit, bro. It's just too much. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, but yeah, I agree. I hope they work on fixing. Yeah. Making it a smaller game to install and shit like that. You know, because I deleted Warzone when I downloaded it back. I hope it's not as huge. You know.
All right, so Grant and Girthy, you gotta have a Warzone. You're not a huge fan of Warzone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to say the least. What they need to bring you back, or you're not a fan of the Call of Duty period?
To me, it was just too much. Like what's the word? Like, not mobility. It's like it was more of like it was too many scenarios where, okay, I play good, but just me spawning this location or landing location, I'm at a disadvantage, you know. I'm talking about Modern Warfare, like late game, like end game, all right. Yeah. So like, let's say I'm on the left side of the map, all right, and it's all like just straight road and buildings shit like that, all right. Yeah. And someone spawning on the right side, and let's say since they spawn on the right side, they've been over there more, all right, so they end up the circle being over there. And they end up being on top of a hill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And on Call of Duty, you can't climb shit.
Yeah.
And so, like, they end up just having permanent high ground, that's all that. And, like, you know, I don't like that. I feel like it should be something to, I don't know, whether clear them out. I don't know if I'm just planning it right. Maybe I should have more grenades or some shit like that.
I honestly, I agree with you. I feel like the first Warzone had a problem with. They're trying to make the map look kind of realistic.
Yeah.
But in a game like that, it's not Fortnite. You can't build your own cover. It has to be, like, abundant amount of places for you to like take over from. And I feel like they didn't have that. Like,
I agree.
If it's not a freaking city, I know every freaking PO, I can't be a city. It won't be a city. Yeah. Maybe some smaller towns. Maybe like some boulders, caves go through some of that. Because if you're not in no cover, bro, you're probably dead. You know.
I'm saying, like, bro, I would love like, because it's always to me a game always ends in like high ground, almost.
Yeah.
Almost always. Even I think one of the only match I won that we won together, mm-hmm. it's literally a high ground match.
Yeah.
It was niggas look like the main character the way the shit's built.
Yeah.
You know. But I would love like a map or like a part of the map, like thing like some Call of War and shit, like some desert, like almost like some abandoned desert like place, like,
yeah.
And it's like just equal levels and niggas going through buildings and shit like that. Yeah. Like I would love something like that, bro. Yeah. But that's just to me, that's my Warzone. I don't get shit like that. You know, yeah. more numbers high ground. Like I got high ground.
What about you today? What do you think add or keep the same? What's pulling you towards Warzone 2 or not pulling you towards it?
I think just keep everything the same. Balance the guns, you know, mm-hmm. have an anti-cheat. Mm-hmm. It's that simple, bro.
Yeah.
Did y'all run the hackers? I didn't run the hackers.
I ran at least twice.
At least twice.
Nah, nigga just good, bro. Nigga got a game.
No, bro. We saw.
Nigga got a gamer chair, bro. Get off, man. 4K, bro. Get off, man. But, yeah, Warzone 2, I am excited for it. Definitely, I don't know. I'm going to play it day one, because I might be, I feel like it might be crazy day one. Mm. But definitely week one. I'm trying to hop on.
Speaking about Battle Royales, bro, Fortnite dropped a new season today. Mm. Me personally, I always say they're like the Halloween seasons are the worst seasons to me. I hate them.
Damn.
I feel like they're going way too long. They always extend them. Zombies are out for way too long, but it's not Halloween anymore. Why is it here? Dropped today. I ain't gonna lie, my theory still stands, bro. To me, the season's kind of mid. Like, not. It's almost worse. It's almost like worse than mid, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like they didn't really do any changes. Maybe they wait for like week five or whatever, but really any changes to the map. Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's no excitement going into it, bro.
Yeah, it's no
like
real, it's still like a requirement. Like, this isn't in and never made another one.
Yeah. Is that because there's no collabs really? But I don't know. The collab don't have to carry the season to me. I don't have the collab season for me to like the season. It has to be like some fun stuff to do.
That has to be like a new element.
Yeah.
Or something to do.
I mean, what about the
slime?
The Splatoon shit they stole.
Well, the slime is already kind of had it before. The little sand barrel thing. It's kind of like that, but you can do it anywhere. You can like phase through the wall. I guess that's kind of cool. But y'all kind of already had that too with the Phantom Lagosta. It didn't feel that new.
Ghost Shadow Bomb.
Yeah, so I wasn't that impressed with the season so far.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I felt just kind of same as last season. Kind of. I just like tweaked it a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, probably one of the worst Battle Pass, like, of all seasons. I ain't gonna lie.
Battle Pass is bad.
It's up there with the promo season. I'm not gonna lie,
bro. I think Gwen carried it.
Yeah, that's the only character I want, and they know that, bro. So they put her freaking.
She last.
Yeah.
They put her dead last, and then if you really want to be like her and get the mask off version of her, yeah, you have to do the freaking bonus.
Mask off.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mask off.
It's the one from Spider. Like, if you like the movie, you might want it.
Oh, okay.
But then the movie decided because it's the same Spider Man from the movie, not like their own Spider Man. So if they get Miles, you might be able to take the mask off and beat him. It'd be cool. They had a character look like Grant there, bro. Ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. You say everybody don't like me, bro.
Nah, see, can't confirm.
For real. I can't confirm.
Yeah, like you and that, bro. I ain't gonna lie. So you might want to hop on that battle pass, kind of that real quick. Yeah, but I'm not excited for it, bro. Like, I don't care. Like, even Fortnite, it used to be like, even if you lose every single match, bro, you still have fun, you know?
I agree.
Nowadays, it's like, it's almost like you playing for the win, and once you get it, bro, it's like, damn, it's like post-win clarity, bro. You're like, why did I even play this, bro? What am I doing, bro?
That's crazy.
What am I doing, bro? Like, yeah. Who am I, bro? What, I won, but what cost, bro? 5 hours later.
Yeah, I agree. Like, Fortnite for me, I don't even know I haven't played in the season yet. It feels like now when I get a dub, I'm gonna rake it off.
Yeah,
type shit.
And that's kind of pushing me towards more of the Apex shit, more towards like the Call of Duty shit. I don't know why it feels more fulfilling when you get a dub on like those games. I don't know what is difference is. I don't know, maybe I play it too much and I'm just used to Fortnite now, but it feels a little more strategic based than. It just feels more fulfilling to win. I don't know why. So,
I think what Fortnite is just lost completely from what it used to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but like adding bots, all that shit. I think that the feeling when you get a kill.
Yeah.
It's not. You know.
Yeah.
Like when I get a kill on Fortnite, like find that nigga dead, bro. Like yeah. Goddamn.
We used to get a win on kill Fortnite.
Damn, nigga. Call me garbage, nigga.
No.
It's crazy. But I feel like, yeah, games like Apex and Warzone that don't play, nigga. They don't give no bots. They don't put no bots in there. If you find somebody's bad, that's a bad person.
Yeah. Or they have the bot in there to make it obvious, like on Warzone 2, they add bots to it. But they don't move like humans. They move like a freaking, like, they take cover and shit. You know, they move like a, what's it called? Like a campaign bot. That's how they move.
Why?
I guess just to just get, I don't know why.
That's what I'm talking about, though.
I'm talking
about actual, like, niggas that be like, yes, supposed to be real players.
Yes. I don't like that, bro. I really don't like it.
Yeah, and I feel like you find somebody of them that kind of, like, you don't, when you kill somebody, you don't feel it no more.
Yeah,
like,
you see you got 10 kills with, like, 6 of them or bots.
So like OG Fortnite, get a snipe off, bro. Damn, that shit feel good, bro. Yeah.
Oh, but I will applaud them. They brought back the, you can one-shot people with sniper now, so.
Oh, let's go. That's actually valid.
Because the sniper's putting them to obsolete, bro. Like, oh, I'll hit them, I cracked them. Now what, nigga? Yeah, now what? Pause. So I'm glad it's back. I think CJ's knee pull up from one shot sniper.
Yeah.
I was like, dang it, nigga, back.
I'm gonna dig a little bit, but
I'm not that hyped for this season, but Fortnite has impressed me before. I know you can do it again, so.
Okay. All right, so take it away. That's not on you, bro. That's not on you. All right.
So you know, it's just a little simple topic. The new Kakarot DLC is coming out.
Dragon Ball Kakarot?
Yeah, Dragon Ball Kakarot.
Is that what it's called? Dragon Ball Z Kakarot or Dragon Ball Kakarot?
I think it's Dragon Ball Kakarot. Okay. Or Dragon Ball Z.
I think Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, And, you know, you're playing as Bardock, I think. And
I agree, bro.
You just on the same planet?
I'm not paying for that shit, bro.
Bro.
Wait. Are you playing? Wait, okay.
I think you're conquering worlds, I think. Or something like that. And then,
So it's more than just him dying.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I think it's a plan. You know, Legend Bardock. I think that's what you're doing. Legend Bardock. Not the one where you transform into Super Saiyan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I'm sure you will too.
Yeah.
I think that's what more we're going for. Mm-hmm. I just don't give a fuck about Bardock, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Damn. I don't care. if he land Earth right now, right? Krillin could kill him. Krillin could beat him, bro. So I don't care.
No.
Krillin's definitely beating him.
I don't think so.
Yes, he is. Okay, it's Power Skiller, right? You think how much stronger do you think Bardock is in the Radix? How much more stronger do you think Bardock is?
Okay, it depends. Like, okay, think about it. First Saiyans, when they lose, they get stronger, right? So he got his ass beat by Frieza. So
He didn't get ass beat. He died.
I'm sure that's a giant amplifier.
He lost. It didn't strengthen him. He don't get stronger for dying.
I'm sure.
I think probably will.
You think you get a boost, Jay?
Yeah,
I feel like it would.
I'm talking about live Bardock.
Okay, I'm not done. All right. Then, nigga, what do you think he's been doing in hell or whatever he is? But nigga, he's probably been training.
Burning alive. What's that nigga doing?
He's probably been fighting.
He can't fight.
He's probably been fighting.
No. Hell now is not freaking you lose. Hell is your worst punishment. He's not fighting.
What do you mean hell now?
I mean, I think GT is like new one down hell.
Yeah, well,
like
when we see hell now, canon, right? Frieza's like, he's like in a freaking cocoon. He ain't training. He ain't moving around.
Wait, what?
Wasn't Frieza like, he was in a cocoon, he couldn't move. He was stuck lints and the puppies and shit, same time.
So, the place that Janemba and, like, PyCon met.
That's not canon.
That's not canon?
No.
Oh, I know Janemba's not canon, but, like, I thought that place was canon. Like, the whole arenas, fighting and shit like that.
I don't think that's hell. I think on
a certain level. And why are we saying Bardock is hell?
This nigga's a demon. What do you mean?
Yeah, he is a demon.
He's a demon. He's in her where he belongs. He's a massacre murderer.
Okay, when Vegeta died, where did he go?
Hell!
He's going to hell.
With the quickness.
He went to hell?
Yes.
I thought he had a halo.
That's because
she brought him back.
No, they fought Otherworld. That's why they fought Otherworld, right? I don't remember. I know. Nigga went straight to hell, bro. He was in hell.
He blew himself up,
mm-hmm.
went to hell,
mm-hmm.
and I think, what's the witch brought him back,
mm-hmm.
and then. Just fighting. Yeah.
And he I think he earned it when he's like, if you're good, come out of life, and like people come. I don't know. I know his thing. He came out of life because he turned good after he cut himself from freaking Goku.
Okay, but what I'm saying is we got a new Bardock now. Right? Is he really a demon anymore?
He's not a new Bardock, bro. He's still the same demon, bro.
I don't think he is.
He's nice when we on the planet. He's still the same demon.
I don't think it's the same demon anymore.
He's still the same demon. I don't think it's the same demon.
The way he's acting with fucking Goku and shit, that's not the same Bardock as it is.
There are no good Saiyans. There are no good ones. The only good Saiyan is Goku. All of them are demons.
Mm, I disagree. I feel like that whole thing. I feel like the whole thing been retconned.
Give me an example.
I feel like that's like the whole thing been retconned. Give me an example of Gus Ham. We don't have none, guesses?
Because they're all bad people.
Turbulence?
I don't think real. I don't think Cannon.
I think he is Cannon. I mean, don't quote me on this, but I think he's.
You know why they kicked him off the planet, bro? Because he's a good nigga, bro. Get the fuck out of here,
you know? What I'm saying is, I feel like that was old DBZ. Okay. Now DBZ, from what we've seen, niggas might be softer. I ain't gonna lie, they're not ruthless like they used to. Like from what we've seen, to me personally,
I don't know, bro.
So, and long story short, bro. I feel like if he came back, he won't take that long to get stronger. Against this, I'm saying.
Okay, I'm saying came back this base form how he is now. All right, trees never killed him. He had no reason to get stronger. They don't. Most things don't get stronger. They stay exactly how they are, right? Low class warrior. They don't train like Goku did and get stronger. Yes or no? Am I making this up?
They don't.
They're low class warrior. That's for a reason. They're like, he might get stronger one day. Let's keep him alive. They send him for a weak planet. This weak nigga maybe handle this. Maybe he might die. Maybe not. They stay weak, right?
Okay.
So his strength has how it is without the freak of him going back in time turns him sand. That's just water, right? He showed Earth, right? Mm. Old nigga who can pet planets, Krillin. Krillin's watching him. So I don't give a fuck about this nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I don't care.
I mean,
I get it. It's cool. It's Goku's dad, bro. We've seen how many times have we seen Goku's dad, bro? Using
Bobby Planet. This is why I said. If Kakarot came out 6 years ago, mm-hmm. it'd be a masterpiece. Like this is what I said. It would probably be top two best Dragon Ball games of all time. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it came out so late, we played this. I think we all burnt out with the Dragon Ball story. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
The OG Dragon Ball story. We feel like we all burnt out the whole experience. Fighting Raditz. Fighting Piccolo, fighting Frieza, you know.
I'd rather go the GT route. I ain't gonna lie. It'd be cool if we go GT route.
Yeah, I would love to play a GT game. Dragon Ball GT game.
Or maybe if they did the movies, that'd be cool too. I think the movies are cool.
I agree. Well, not DLC. That's still the same experience as me. Like playing Xenoverse, Xenoverse side quest, whatever.
But they do way better than Xenoverse.
I mean, they would, yeah. But at the same time, I already experienced it. That shit, like I spent it multiple times. Whether it was Tenkaichi. Mm-hmm. Xenoverse or Raging Blast, I've experienced like in some shape or form. I experienced the movies.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of dead for that too.
Okay.
But yeah.
This is gonna lead into my next topic. Thoughts on like the new Dragon Ball content, all right? Mm-hmm. And games, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So like Breakers, Xenoverse DLC, the movie Xenoverse 3?
I would say that I didn't want to freaking bring it up because I wasn't sure. Some niggas who like watch like the domain names for like websites, like someone took the Xenoverse 3 website, like to both of them. So I don't know. Well, I don't know what that means. Someone took it. So maybe they plan out something soon. Hopefully.
Thinking for that shit.
But overall, bro, I feel like for a while it's been for the past like couple, I'm gonna say, for a decade, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's been kind
of
dry.
They've been riding on the name of DBZ. Besides putting like effort into the games, like they've been riding on the name of DBZ, like. Like Xenoverse was broken for so long, and they don't care because niggas throwing money in it. They don't really care. They still do now. They're still doing it. They somehow convince us. They somehow convince us to freaking what was it? Pay for fucking what's his name? Darbon? What's his name? The demon. Deborah.
They
convince us to pay for Deborah, bro. I don't know how I did that shit.
I don't know, man. I kind of disagree a little bit. I feel like. The state of Dragon Ball isn't the worst place. Mm-hmm. Again, I feel like Xenoverse is still doing its thing, you know.
I mean, Xenoverse is still up there.
Breakers is I think Dragon Ball Breakers is a miss. Mm-hmm. Fighters, come on, man, that's probably one of the biggest new new fighting games of all time. Like the newest biggest fighting game. That's out right now, you know. Mm-hmm. To me personally, I don't think any of the other fighting games has came out with fighters. And then lasts as long as Dragon Ball Fighters.
Constant updates and stuff. Constant, yeah. Like, the DLC fighters. Yeah. You know, it's only now, like, probably Sterno. But, like, even now, it's, like, getting real black and stuff.
Yeah.
It's still got a little bit of life, you know?
I agree.
It got life in it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. But, I don't think I want Dragon Ball to just bring the show back, bro. Bring the show back.
Mm. I mean, it is kind of bringing the show back with Super.
It's not a show, nigga. That's a movie.
I heard they're making another show. Like, it's not Dragon Ball Super, but it's like a web series. But Not like the not like I'm a hero. It's like I don't know what that is, but heard from was Edom. So
that's weird. I just want to bring super bad. Yeah. Like can y'all be all left off?
Yeah.
That's what we
all want. Also, and to me, it felt so abrupt and like almost unannounced that it was ending, you know? To me.
Abrupt. It just felt like they had more to tell, you know?
Yeah.
Like it ended off, you know.
I don't think they ever canceled Super, though. I don't think they ever like said that.
I think they did. I think they found season.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it is. I think it's the final episode or final arc, some sort of that. From what I believe, from what I remember, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what all I want, bro. The games, they're gonna do what they want to, bro. Because obviously, look at fucking Breakers, bro.
Yeah.
So
Breakers still look ass, bro. The trailer that released.
You watch the trailer for Breakers?
I saw a little bit.
Still look ass, bro. They try to use the meme to get us in. The farmer shotgun meme could have killed Radix. No, nigga.
I mean, I am excited to see how Majin Buu plays, but. That's about it, bro. I was like, I don't know, man. Because I feel like Dragon Ball Z, they've tried everything, but in the bad way, like the bad way. They tried the multiplayer Dragon Ball Z game story mode, but they did the worst way they could, you know.
Yeah.
And we tried the open world Dragon Ball Z game. They did it the wrong time, you know.
Yeah.
They tried to give us a new version of Buddha Tenkaichi, and they kind of just gave us shit, you know, with glitter on it.
Yeah.
So I like at this point I really have no faith in the Dragon Ball community to be honest besides the show.
Yeah, I agree. I ain't
gonna lie. I think our last gaming topic right here. Mm-hmm. 2023. All right. I'm sure we'll come back to this by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Expectations for gaming. All right. Well, what games are y'all excited for? What games do y'all hope are get announced or get some more coverage?
Elden Ring next year.
I want everyone to see so
DLC.
Facts.
I got a feeling
they're done.
No. Uh-huh. I got a feeling, bro, that they're trying to shit on Sony games, bro. I think we forgot order to come out, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I think we forgot order to come out. Just like they shit on Horizon. I don't know what they did. Uh-huh. I don't know what PlayStation did to Elden Ring, bro, the developers, bro.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to shit on
PlayStation. Then he got smoke?
Then he got smoke, right? I was like, what are you waiting for? What possibly could he be waiting for?
Nah, drop DLC next week at the God of War.
Yes. Bro, I think they're trying to do, bro. Trying to bury that.
Oh,
game,
wow,
bro.
We got this.
They buried Horizon, bro. Buried them.
Yeah, they did.
Buried Horizon. On accident. It's like, oh, shit, we did that shit? I think we do it again, bro. I think it's waiting for it.
Also,
the double it back!
Also, I'm excited for Sonic Force Frontiers.
Yeah, I will say
look good.
It looks better. I say it looks
better.
I'm still not gonna buy it personally.
Nigga, you would never ever.
You was never gonna buy it.
Yeah, I'm still not gonna buy it. I'm not gonna pay for it. But I'm excited to watch you guys play it. Like watch you stream it when he streams it. I saw that go to Sonic. Do you think? Wait, see that? Okay, I'm not a huge like Sonic or lore fan. You think Sonic transforms too much? Like you think it like it takes away from the transformation? How often he does it?
Not really. No.
Goes golden.
Yeah, I feel like he does it too much, bro.
I think he just does like a. At the end of games, I think that's it.
I don't know. I feel like I see it so often, like kind of takes away like.
From I think nigga deserve a new form, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so.
It's good nigga new form. But for me, you know, obviously Spider-Man 2, you know, coming out.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be coming out. My gut telling me it's not coming out, but and
down,
yeah.
Is Wolverine coming out? Supposed to come out this year?
Probably get some information, but hell no, they're not. It's something that's not dropping two bangers on the same year. And, I'm sure they're gonna spread that shit out, bro. Yeah. They're trying to go out like Fetty Wild. And I'm excited for Breath of the Wild is coming out. I think I'm almost like a year from now, right now.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? You watch trailer?
Yeah, I did watch trailer. Looked really good, actually.
Bro, I don't know about that. I feel like it literally showed him jump. That's it.
What do you mean? I guess
I want to see new mechanics.
I think you saw some new mechanics.
Okay, and this is kind of in the God of War talk too. Mm-hmm. Do games need like if the game's good, great,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Almost. What would you rate God of War 2018? What would you rate it out of 10?
I give it a 10.
I give it a
10. Yeah. I give it a 9 at the lowest. If the game was 9 or 10 out of 10, bro, do they need new mechanics for next game? Like, do
they
need...
I think they have to...
Like, we mad at the same exact mechanics.
Yes.
The same exact mechanics? Or like...
Yeah.
Almost same exact.
I think...
If you gotta tweak them at least a little bit, bro.
Yeah. If you're not gonna add new mechanics, you might just make DLC then. Just make DLC.
Okay.
Yeah. Make an expansion.
Me personally, I don't care. I think if something works, bro, keep working.
Because like the only reason I feel like justified buying a new sequel to God of War is that it has mechanics, new mechanics. If it's just a new story, same mechanic, that could have been like, bro, you could just make an expansion, bro.
Yeah.
Or just don't make it full price. You know, like just don't make it full price at that point. Then.
Yeah.
Because think about it, God of War 1 was a brand new experience, $60. Mm-hmm. So God of War 2 should be a brand new experience, $60.
You know? Okay, that's fair.
But I can understand, like, if someone played it, you know, with like a new story, you know, I understand if someone paid
for it. Yeah, yeah. I'm not asking for God of War to have a freaking brand new role mechanic, Him to need to do backflips in this game. Yeah. Last game, he's going to do a role. I just need to feel. It didn't feel like an upgrade. That's what I'm saying. Like, and for Legend of Zelda, I'm sure it's crazy upgrades. It's just not showing it really to me personally. I see every trailer they keep showing nigga in the sky just diving, like over and over again. Like they keep showing it. I think the first trailer they showed him going through the ground something like that.
Can you jump
on
the battle bus, bro?
Yes. This trailer they showed him like jumping this bird, like his bird wing. I'm like, it's cool. Yeah, but we got a glider, so like it's not really showing me. I'll see like some new gadgets, some new
Loki. They have not shown up the combat at all.
Yeah, what I'm saying, they showed no combat. Mm-hmm. Like I don't see them crazy. I know they got something crazy in the bed tucked up. I want to see it, bro. I want to see it. Pause.
What do you
pause.
Mean by that?
Pause.
Are you excited for the One Piece Odyssey?
I mean,
and this thing called me a One Piece meat rider before this, bro.
I'm not
excited for it, but I might play.
All right? Hey, what separates that from like Persona 5?
I didn't beat Persona 5, but I like Persona. I think Persona definitely be a way better game than that, because Persona just had that swag. It was built around it. Mm-hmm. It's been doing it. Huh?
What do you mean it's not? Is it built around it?
Like I'm saying Persona. I feel like Persona like as a whole fighting play style. You know, like the mechanic, the combat. When they built a game, they built it as being turn-based. You know, when you build One Piece. As a show or anything, you know, you don't think of One Piece like, okay, Luffy to punch nigga and Nick punch him back. Nigga, then Zoro come in, he punch him back. Yeah. You know, so that's what turn based games are. So I'm saying like One Piece is not built around it being turn based. You know, it's just built around being a good story, and now they're trying to make it to a turn based game. Mm-hmm. So Persona already had that formula when you crafting it from the beginning. You know, like things in that bitch, like what are they cooking that shit? You know,
I'm not excited about the game, but like I'm also not like disappointed. I'm not disappointed that they went the RPG route.
Yeah. I'm not disappointed either. It's just not something I'm gonna pay for.
Like, it's not for some people, all right?
Yeah. I can appreciate them trying something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish them trying something different, because I know some people gonna love that shit.
How'd y'all feel like they dropped Naruto One Piece? I mean, Naruto will be.
Turn-based,
I mean.
Yeah, I wouldn't get it.
How'd you feel though?
It's for a certain demographic.
I'll be disappointed, because it's not my kind of game, but I won't be like, damn, this shit look trash.
The only reason I'm a little hurt, because knowing that like this is gonna be the One Piece game for we're gonna have for like probably 3 years, 3 or 4 years, before we get that next one.
And it's always the 1 year you don't expect it to, like, that niggas love. Like,
yes, and I would hate for One Piece to just be turn based forever. Mm-hmm. You know, if it does really good, I'm not praying it's downfall. I mean, kind of am, but I would just hate for just every One Piece game to be turn based, because I feel like they had something with World Seeker. It just didn't pull it off right. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I feel like they had something. Like, they almost had it, but just fits the game, fits the combat, you would have had a banger, bro. Mm-hmm. But the gameplay was just too stiff. Mm-hmm. Pause. All
right. I think the last game that I can think of that I'm excited for, besides Gotham Knights, we already talked about Gotham Knights so much, bro.
Gotham Knights is this year, nigga.
Oh, it's this year? Fuck.
Like, next month, nigga.
What's the game? We just played it. We just played demo for it. I don't know if it's coming out this year. It's made by,
I think so.
Team Ninja. Wukong? I don't know, butcher the name.
Yeah, Wulong. I think so. It's another Soul type game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same people made Neo 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Bro, me, all of us played it.
It looked fluid. Pause. It looked fun.
Yeah, bro. It felt fun. It felt next gen too. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
You know what? And it proved that, to me personally, I just think that Souls games can't be fluid, you know, because then it'd be too easy. But it still seemed a little challenging, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure it scales the more people you have.
100%.
But it felt fluid, and I also felt challenging at the same time. I didn't think that you could, like, master that too much, you know? Because I feel like even all three of us, we'll still have a challenge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn, so. Bro, this is fucking gaming podcast. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Oh, let's go get a game. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We're outside of 2023 gaming, but let's get the fuck out of here, you know?
Yes.
Bro, how y'all been feeling about this fucking Little Mermaid shit, bro?
I didn't care.
What do you mean? Like, you didn't care about any of it?
Like, I didn't care, like, she's black, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me break it down for niggas who don't know, and niggas who are in a fucking cave, bro. Those who don't know, Legendary series, you know, not Legendary, bro, a Disney film, bro. Mm-hmm. A Disney film is getting what's it called?
Live action.
Getting turned to a fucking live action, all right?
Yeah.
This time, Ariel's not white no more, she's black. Mm-hmm. And the whole world uproar.
I really, like, When I saw the trailer with a teaser for it, bro, I know it's not for me. I'm not rushing to the theater to see it. You know, just how Spike might go see that shit.
I went to the trailer. I went to the theater. I mean, I went to the trailer. Hit like button, watch it.
Yeah, like
for everything came on screen.
Yeah, she sounded good.
She sounded amazing, bro. I like, damn, bro. Like, nigga.
All that I didn't like was maybe that it didn't look so like it was kind of dark, you know.
I mean,
like,
but
she could have been a sap. It could have been sad.
That's literally how it looks in it. Yeah. That same panel is how it looks in the cartoon.
So like, other than that, like, I don't know what he's waiting to see the fucking Wakanda. Like,
I hate fake mad Twitter and fake mad anybody, bro. Yeah. Bro, y'all are fake mad, bro. Y'all don't care, bro. Anybody who complained, you're not gonna watch it. Mm. Even if it was the fucking white area, bro. You weren't gonna watch it, you know? But I've been seeing some raccoons, all right? Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of raccoons defending people getting mad at this. Mm. Saying, oh, we only want white people scraps or some shit like that, or leftovers or something like that. Bro, that whole argument, bro, it makes so fucking stupid, bro. Bro, for years, bro. Literally years, bro. White people have just dominated entertainment, bro. When it comes to main characters, when it comes to superheroes, when it comes to stories, mm-hmm. when it comes to anything, bro. Even if we want to make a parallel character to anything else, so let's say niggas are like, oh my gosh, bro, why can't we just have our own black mermaid? Bro, it's never gonna be Ariel. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Exactly. Same thing. Let's say Superman, right? Even though we might not like it, sometimes, you know, but it's just facts. It's just facts, bro. Mm-hmm. Let's say we make fucking Gravity Man, all right? Who's gonna be the Black Man or Superman? Mm-hmm. He's never gonna be better. He never gonna be bigger than Superman. Mm-hmm. Never. No matter how stripped out he's gonna be, mm-hmm. he never is. So the only way we can squeeze in, okay? I'm not even saying black people, just black people, okay? So just people of color.
I wouldn't be mad if Ariel was Asian.
Yeah. Lo, she has the vocals and she had red hair, bro. Red hair, you good, bro. You Ariel, you know. Yeah. But if we don't squeeze away in those little spots that have been dumbed at white people, mm-hmm. it's gonna be that like permanently. Like I don't matter how many Miles Morales we get, bro. If Spider-Man himself is never gonna be black, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Miles is never gonna be bigger than Peter Parker, mm-hmm. unless Peter Parker turned black, you know. Type shit, you know, like a black character can't just make an alternate and be bigger than the original. You know what I'm saying? The original has to, you're gonna have to switch it up for some inclusion. Like that's the only way. That's literally the only way. And I'm sorry, niggas be like, oh my god, y'all just want white scraps. Oh my god, bro, just make a new character, bro. It doesn't work like that, bro. I'm telling you, bro. But yeah, that shit was just weird, bro. Like I feel like niggas. Don't really care.
Fake mad, fake hate.
Niggas not gonna watch it. White or black, bro. Asian, Mexican, don't matter. They're never gonna watch it, bro. Niggas, only people who can watch it is people and the kids, bro. People and the kids when it comes to Disney Plus. Yeah. And you're like, okay, oh yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
They don't care, bro. I hate niggas like that, bro.
Yeah.
But niggas stay mad, bro. And I think it's gonna a little bit of shit.
Nah.
No, not really.
Stop being mad about black people.
I'm saying, bro. Niggas going crazy. Niggas saying wild shit.
Yeah, I seen one with the Newport floating in the background.
I seen one with like her like eating watermelons just like that. I'm like, bro, like just see racist, bro. Just say you like people.
Yeah.
And just keep pushing, bro. Yeah. Don't make it so like you some huge aerial lore, nigga. Because nigga, if you really go back and watch the movie, bro, nigga, half them bitches she sing is Caribbean, bro. Yeah. Like she be on some Jamaican, like she's not on some white vibe, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, Tom. All right, sorry, Bob. But yeah, she really wasn't on that timing back then. So yeah. It kind of makes sense if you think about it. Yeah. But I'm done with that shit. Let's get some hip hop.
Yes,
I've been waiting to talk about this shit for
a podcast.
I'm sitting all week to be honest. First and foremost, rest in peace, PNB Rock, bro.
Yes,
bro. I didn't notice how many songs I had on PNB Rock in my fucking playlist, bro.
Like, bro, you used to be a PNB Rock like type. Like,
you
like a...
Nigga, but I saw this people rock, my neck grew low. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's fast, bro. But, again, RIP to PNB Rock. So before we say anything,
yes.
You know, rest in peace to him, yes. Praise to his family. Mm-hmm. Bro, he had a child, bro. So now his daughter gotta be raised without a father. So that's crazy already, bro. So, but, damn, this whole PNB Rock, bro, this shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah. It's like so many different angles to, like, come from it. Like, come pause, at it. Pause. This is fun. Let's dive into it, bro.
You want to get first?
I'm gonna give a short gist of what we think happened. All right. Mm. All right. We got news that PNB was shot in Roscoe's like Waffle House.
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles, right? And then it started like getting like rumors that the girlfriend like posted location of where they were, and someone came and tried to rob them and then shot them. And of course, they instead of helping them, people that recorded it.
Recorded it.
So calling the cops and I recorded the shit, you know. Besides the fact that it's freaking sucks to have your death freaking on the internet, people admitted I blame the girlfriend. She freaking posted the location. They probably saw it, ran up on them, and it's her fault. I'm not saying that didn't happen. I'm not saying that. I think it was stupid of her to do that. Stupid of her to post it.
I understand.
Like dumb in the dumb. Yeah. Like dumb as a rock. Like doing the dumbest thing you could have did. It's posted the location and you're in the freaking trenches apparently. But, and I can even say this too, and I was thinking the same thing before you even said it. It could be anybody. If she could not posted it, somebody, a freaking waiter come like, yo, you don't PMB in here? A freaking chef, oh shit, like, oh, is that PMB? Like, anybody could call and people ran up on you. We always blame the freaking, like, oh, how he died, like, thing, bro. They somebody posted a Pop Smoke's address, bro. This nigga's so stupid, bro. Like, okay, when are we gonna shame the niggas who are like,
oh no, because don't say this thing, bro.
When are we gonna shame the niggas that are like killing, like, they actually killed him, bro?
Bro, okay, I understand that, because but in the niggas, the robbers and killing niggas, like yeah, us getting mad on Twitter, because I think I seen someone say this too. I think Domus News. He said, bro, we need really be getting mad at the robbers and shit. And we need to talk about that. We need to have that conversation. Bro, some nigga, some goon is not giving a fuck about what anybody saying on Twitter about killing somebody.
I don't care about that. Yeah. Yeah, but the fact that, like, us people think that's cool. People know people who rob and kill people, and they're like, they're cool with them. Like, that's not, to me, that's so stupid, bro. I've never in my mind wanted to, everybody's been jealous before. Everybody's been like, dang, I wish I had that. Dang, yeah. I wish I had that. I've never in my mind wanted to get a weapon and take it from them. Ever. That's so stupid to me. Like, that's so uncool to me. That's so lame to me.
But,
like,
but what I'm saying is, we all agree that it's lame as all that shit.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that words is going to do to change that scenario. Like, whenever what we do is going to be robbers, killers, murderers, grapers, like, all that shit, bro. Yeah. I think
all should be the same kind of, like, disgust we put on people who, like, do the pedal shit and stuff like that. I think it should be in the same area, bro. You go to work 40 hours, how many hours of work a week? You buy yourself a nice car, you can get your girl a ring, you got a nice chain or something like that. And someone who don't want to work, some bum nigga, bro, who don't want to apply for anything, bro, they want to goof all day, bro. They don't have to be the top job in the world. Fucking go work at McDonald's. Who cares? The fact that you work hard for your money, or work hard for something, and somebody just come up and just take it from you, because they don't want to work for themselves, bro. It's just corny. It's so stupid. It's so lame, bro. Losers shit.
I agree. But again, I feel like you saying that right now, same person who killed my Pop Smoke, PNB Rock, same person who killed PNB Rock, listen to you right now and be like, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? They don't care. They don't care. If they were some moral compass, this scenario would never happen. Obviously, their moral compass is just fucking gone. All right, to be able to think about taking my life over some jewelry, over some money, some shit that, you know, that's replaceable, taking the life that's not replaceable to something that is replaceable. I just don't think niggas like that are reasonable enough to have a conversation with, you know, or have that discussion, or let's have an intervention type shit for the black community or something like that, even now in black community just in general, you know, the fucking hood community, I guess. I feel like, first of all, I feel like, nigga, this conversation is going on too soon. I feel like we should have gave it a couple of days after PNB has passed, then we got a conversation. Bro, I agree with what Nicki Minaj was saying, if y'all see what she's saying, she was like, I think she's clowning them, or not clowning, she was like basically scolding the girl, his girlfriend, why he posted Addy. Bro, we all know, unless you really is backdooring a nigga, and then yeah, okay, she deserve all the hate. But nigga, if she was just his baby mama, his girlfriend, and she sent a low, and they got her the father of her child killed, I'm sure she feels awful right now, you know. So
yeah,
everybody going crazy in here, bro. Like, she already knows she fucked up, bro. She knows she fucked up. She been knows she fucked up, because before P. Marat died, this is the crazy part. Before P. Marat died, he took her Instagram away because she's doing the same thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then the same day she gets it back, literally the same day, she posts does it again. So that's why I guess why that's why she is getting a little hate, because like, fool me once, you know, shame you, fool me twice, nigga. Come on now, like, nigga, you had one chance, and he got away with his life. Mm-hmm. Y'all got away with your life. Mm-hmm. Second chance, you end up. I mean, you might be the reason that he's you know, no one with this.
Yeah.
So she already has that burden on her. I'm sure she won't skip a week without thinking about it, you know, maybe a day. Mm-hmm. You know niggas will get more. You know niggas get, they move on. New baby daddy, kind of shit like that.
Yeah.
But everybody on the internet talking about it, like, it's like, bro, okay, we get it. He was in a wrong spot on time. He's dead. We get it. All right. Don't like people are I think people are kind of like, bro, we get it. Like, too many niggas talking, right? Like if I'm Pimp Me Rock family, bro, and I see fucking T Grizzly to fucking Jack Boy to fucking Nicki Minaj, to all the niggas talking about it, bro. Like, bro, we learned the lesson, okay? We get it the first day y'all said it, bro. We're getting like random hood niggas on IG, like, bro, you went to blah 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 blah, well, you went to Roscoe's, nigga, all that shit. You know what's gonna happen, nigga, bro. Okay, we get it. If everyone's heard it, it's loud and clear. If shit happens again, we know why. Like, niggas don't listen, niggas don't care, right? Mm-hmm. And another thing I kept seeing niggas say, like, PNB Rock needs security and stuff like that. Bro, I think I can talk about this, and it made me think about it, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't afford security.
Yeah.
We got niggas like Tekashi, Drake, who make millions and millions and millions. So, at least Tekashi, I don't know. Nah, nigga, nigga might be down bad. But niggas like Drake, bro, he can always afford security. Mm-hmm. Niggas like PNB Rock, the smaller artists who kind of lost their momentum, trying to make a comeback, or, you know, even if they, like, they're still on that ride, like, they just haven't peaked yet, they haven't hit that bubble of being able to afford security and live their life, you know.
Yeah.
Bro, he can't afford it, like you gotta make some risks, you know.
Yeah.
So he just made the wrong risk, you know. Like I'm sure PNB Rock didn't expect to go into this fucking Chicken Rock place getting gunned down, bro. If he knew it was gonna be that fucking deep and treacherous, I'm sure he would have hired security or just not went there, you know, just ordered it, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, bro, people are saying common sense shit, like niggas don't know they need security, you know. Yeah. Like some niggas, you know, like, I don't think PNB Rock was never that one of them niggas to like go crazy, like yeah. I know he's a couple clips of him being like, I can go to the hood and you know, I'm good or something like that, you know. Yeah. But I feel like he wasn't that dumb to know.
Yeah.
Okay, if I go here, my jewelry on, blah 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 blah, shit gonna happen, you know. Like I feel like if he knew that, he wouldn't did it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. But I mean, that's what I was saying, the old people rock thing.
Just overall, it's like a sad situation, because like, yeah. when does it stop? You know, you feel like it's getting worse or better?
I feel like it's getting worse, bro. And one last thing about this whole situation, it's not really about PNB Rock, but it is at the same time, bro. I don't know. I feel like now this could be some woke shit, right? Some woke shit, some third eye shit, right, bro? I don't know. I don't know if it's a movement to just push this image of like seeing like successful black men get killed like on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I feel like it's so, we seen Nipsey die, like on internet, like footage, 4K.
Mm-hmm.
We seen X dying, 4K. We seen PNB Rock dying, 4K. We get like graphic images of how Pop Smoke got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was naked in the shower or something like that. It's like degrading, almost like damn, bro. Like I almost want to just stay in my bubble. Like I almost want to not go outside. Like you see us doing Struggle Studio and stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. Like it made me think, like,
if
damn, bro.
If we get bigger, you don't
want to. I don't want to go nowhere. Yeah. Like I don't want like when we get big, like I'm like, damn, bro, I kind of want to travel the world, like go to LA, go shit like that, you know. But now if we get recognizable, bro, I don't think I want to do that, bro. And you can even see how when it comes to like black streamers,
mm-hmm. they all kind of stay in the same little house.
Yes, yes. Like your age.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga's a millionaire, bro. Millionaire. He does not go anywhere, bro. Like unless it's a group of him, like group of niggas with him, he's not going nowhere, bro. Mm-hmm. And you can just tell like the way he talk about when niggas die and stuff like that like it affects him as a young like black man, like just seeing like successful black people killed, like just broad day, like 4K, Okay, I can post it and I scroll down. Footage right there. Or when X died, literally flooded Twitter up with videos of niggas dying or pictures of niggas dying. Or when Von died, nigga literally posted a picture of his
Coroner office. Yeah.
Yeah, his dead body on social media. I feel like when white people die, bro, it's like RP. Even Queen Elizabeth, RP to her. Nigga, where her body at, bro? We seen it. We seen her body.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, but like, but it's facts though. It's facts. I feel like I don't know if it's some narrative of Twitter and Instagram and shit not really caring about like seeing black death. Mm. But that shit fucks me up. Like, cause me, bro, I don't know if I'm soft nigga, bro. Nigga, I don't like seeing animals get killed on social media, bro. Mm. But like, bro, I feel like every time as a black person dies, bro,
there's a camera out there.
Somewhere. It's a camera out there, and it's not hard to see it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Twitter needs to do a better job at just getting that shit gone, bro.
It'd be a bunch of, like, sensitive topic, like, oh, a warning, or...
I don't want no fucking warning. That shit should be gone, bro. There should be no reason why I can see another grown black cis man death, bro. Yeah. Immediately, bro. There's no reason. Like, maybe if it's blurred out, and then with some context, you know... But no, bro. There's no reason I should see somebody recording somebody dying. Bro, I seen PNB Rock dead body finger shaking, bro. I should not see that, bro. I feel like Twitter don't care, bro. Like, they just don't care, bro. Obviously don't care. Cause like, niggas just do it like nothing. Bro, what? Am I got footage? Am I got video? Here, bro. Here. Bro, that shit's lame as fuck.
Yeah.
Weird as fuck.
Like, we...
Bro.
The news is still less just like... It be after something that shows the little freaking tape around the building that shows the location where it happened. Oh, you know, you just, bro.
I'm saying.
Words can...
Yeah. Even out of respect, bro. Respect for the niggas that are passing away, bro, are dying, bro. Bro, you know, Dan Will, Nipsey Hussle, and X, and PNB, nigga, bro. They would not want... You would not want to be seen in the light, bro. So why would you do it to another person? Like, I don't care if you're doing it, like the artist, or even if you like him in general, bro. Bro, once they're dead, beef squash, everything done, bro.
I just can't imagine, like, seeing that, being a, like, family member, and, like, typing your, the loved one's, like, name in, and seeing, like, a video of them die. Like,
exactly, bro. That should be a very small circle of people who see that, bro. Like, from maybe just news media to family members.
Yeah. The cops?
Yeah, the cops, family members. Oh, they just that's it, bro. It should not be reason to public, bro. Let's like the family on some weird shit and like, okay, here I see.
Yeah.
But let's something like that, bro. We should not be saying that, bro, because that shit really fuck with me, bro, sometimes. I don't know about y'all, but that shit be fucking me.
I couldn't even, no.
But anything else on the PNB situation?
No, parents and families. Yes. I think he was like, to me, he never like fell off to me. I never seen PNB.
Yeah.
Like, I never seen like PNB song, but like, dang, this nigga fell off and skip. Like,
every time I seen like PNB feature on the song, I'm like, okay, I'm going out to 100%.
He was carrying.
100%. 100%.
He was carrying the song, bro.
100%, bro. Nigga had me listen to Russ song, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga had me listen to the song with Russ on it, bro.
Yep.
Like, come on now. That's some talent right there, bro.
I still love Selfish.
To this day.
Notice Me.
To this day.
Too Many Years.
To this day.
I ain't gonna lie, I forgot about the song, but I heard it again.
To this day.
She carried the song, bro.
To this day.
He kind of put me on the court, I ain't gonna lie. He was solid artist, man. And I heard he's independent, so you've streamed music. I'm pretty sure most of the money goes to his family.
That's like old music.
Old music
still going to labels. New music now is going to. So, like,
yeah.
Hopefully he got like one banger album to cut, drop that bitch, and everybody go crazy and support it, bro. But you know how everything is, bro. They show fake love, but they don't really support niggas.
Yeah.
But again, so RIP to PNB Rock, bro. Prayers to his family, to his daughter, to his baby mama, all the niggas who were friends and family. Everyone who's shooken up in a circle by this people, because you know, like, bro, when you kill a rapper, bro, you're not just hurting them, but you're hurting his family. You're not even just talking about just music wise, like you're hurting people's jobs. Like this is not just one person, you know. Like, this is a unit, you know.
Yeah.
So again, RIP to everybody who worked with him. Praise out to everyone who worked with him, and you know, all that shit, man.
Yeah. And, but let's end the podcast on some lighter note. Drake versus Fantano.
I'm gonna break it down, all right. See, I'm sure you know about this altercation, this street beef right here.
Mm-hmm.
Drake, you know, who everyone knows Drake is the nigga, biggest rapper of all time, the GOAT, beefing with a YouTube reviewer. Like, he reviews music, rap, just about damn near anything, pop, some garbage, some good, you know, his takes. His takes are some are normally crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Nigga rated like, I think Don a 6, like fucking COB a 5, Take Care a 7. Mm. Like bro, like he's one of the niggas that think they know everything about music. You know, like. And long story short, Drake had DM'd him randomly out of the blue, which is hilarious. This shit hilarious me, bro. Drake randomly DM'd this nigga. Cause the way Anthony Fantego, whatever nigga name is, bro, Anthony, I'm putting nigga Anthony, bro. The way Anthony reviews shit is he'd be like, one light is light one, or two is bad, three awful, you know. Mm-hmm. And what Drake did, Drake ran out of blue, DM'd him on Instagram and said, your assistant is a light one. Then the only reason it's a light one is because you're married. You somehow married a black girl, and I think he said something like that, something else, but that's basically what he said in a nutshell. Yeah. And then Anthony, you know, trying to be one step ahead, he posted he made a video about saying Drake DM'd me, but then the DM he showed was a fake DM between him and Drake, and it just he made it sound like Drake sent him a fucking cookie recipe, yeah. a vegan cookie recipe, which that was funny too.
Yeah.
And then niggas are going crazy saying, "Oh, Drake, you're so soft. Why'd you DM an artist? I mean, DM a reviewer who have an opinion." Mm. And then that's just what it is right now. Like, so now it's Dick Ryder's Drake, like, quote unquote, Dick Ryder's of Drake, defending Drake versus niggas who think Drake's just soft.
I won't say Drake's soft. I won't say that. Never say Drake's soft, bro. Mm. I will say you're Drake, bro. Why do you why do you care what Fantino says? Mm. And two, even if you did care, you should not make it known that you care. You know what I mean? You shouldn't make it known that it bothered you in a certain way. Even if it just mildly annoyed you, mm-hmm. The fact that you know that he can take that and blow it up, you know, that free clout, eyes on him. You know, it make it seem like you're living rent free, like you said, living the same rent free. I don't know. I say don't respond. If I'm Drake, I'm not responding to that. I'm not freaking responding to every criticism. You know?
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't just bring it up, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure that shit don't exist, bro. Because to me, Drake's up there on the freaking mountain on his million, freaking dollar house. Mm-hmm. Why do you care what people in the internet have to say? On Wi-Fi they don't hate for? He said it himself. Mm-hmm. Why do you care?
See, all right, now I'm gonna put the Dick Ryder cap on, right?
What do you mean?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I feel like, okay, niggas, first of all, okay, niggas act like Drake's not human, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you see anybody hating you consistently, every album you drop, mm-hmm. you're gonna feel some type of way, all right? Mm-hmm. And Anthony Fantego, whatever his name is, bro,
yeah,
he's not a nobody, mm-hmm. all right? He's damn near like the white academics when it comes to his opinion on music, you know?
Yeah.
So when Anthony says something, it's a lot of sheep niggas, you know? Yeah. It'd be like niggas who never listened to the album. I'm not talking about Drake, all right? Yeah. So Anthony would be like, okay, this Travis Scott album was a 2 out of 10, bro. Mm-hmm. Niggas won't listen to the album, and they'd be like, okay, Anthony said that. Oh, it's 2 out of 10. It's mid. Garbage. Whole thing. Mm-hmm. Cheap garbage. Mid. So, if I'm Drake, and I see this nigga like, bro, you constantly hear on everything I drop, bro. You don't like me. Because Anthony went on live after that. He called Drake like a groomer. Mm-hmm. A lot of weird. Like, he called a lot of shit that, like, nigga, you just don't like him, you know? Yeah. Like, bro, you can't be like, you can't call someone a... Okay. Would you, if y'all think someone was a groomer, if you thought Drake was really genuine a groomer, would you still listen to guesses? Like, no. As how hard you do?
No.
Would you review his album and shit like that?
No.
The same thing, like R. Kelly, you know? Like R. Kelly. Let's say R. Kelly album tomorrow, you know? Mm-hmm. Nigga, just because what was surrounding his name, I would not review it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all won't review it. We would not listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely, like, not blasting that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So same thing with Anthony, right? So if Anthony had thought, okay, Drake's a groomer. Drake doesn't write his own music. Drake kept saying like this. Okay, then why are you writing this music? Why listen to it?
Yeah.
So that made me feel like, okay, Drake is an artist. All right. Mm. His reputation matters. So if you have a reviewer that's a bias of you, all right, saying who has that mindset? Okay. So the thing about it when Anthony is reviewing Honest Never Mind, in his mind he's thinking, oh, whenever Drake's thinking about a girl, he's thinking about an underage girl. You know.
Yeah.
So if you have that fucking image, it's automatically not like a nigga, all right? Yeah. So it's not gonna make you not like music, yeah. And your thoughts are getting echoed to a broad broad amount of people. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's not, it's a, like, niggas make it sound like it's just some random nigga on Instagram that Drake DM'd him like, okay, nigga, suck my dick. No, it's not some random nigga. It's some nigga that has a giant audience that kind of shapes the way people think about music. So that's always why I say Drake, edit that out, bro. If they're on that level of, they got a whole fan base, and it's not like Fantigo just reviews. Nigga, he'll go on debates. He'll go on debates on Twitch, arguing why Drake is trash, shit like that. Like just like, bro, just obsessive energy, you know?
Yeah.
For a nigga that you don't like, you know, like a nigga that you don't like.
Yeah.
So that's just weird to me. So like it, and if it was like academics has said okay, honestly, Never Mind was garbage. Fucking what's that? CLB was good. CLB was bad. Yeah. Darling Dimitap was bad too. Scorpion's bad too. And then Drake sent him that. I'm like, Drake, bro, you seem a little emotional. All right, but Fantigo, obviously he doesn't like nigga. He doesn't like nigga. Not in his real music with that bias of not liking nigga. Mm-hmm. So it makes more niggas not like him. So Anthony's almost causing a hate train, like without causing it. You know?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, but I think that plays more of a reason to not respond. And if you go and respond and we hurt you, make it like a little witty bar or something like a witty, like, put it in a song, you know?
So people crying, bro. Nah. I'm not. That's too much. That's like permanent status on Drake's song. I don't think he deserves that.
Yeah, that too. He don't need to say his name. Just subliminally, like, you know, you don't talk about. You don't talk about either. Without saying your name.
I don't think he deserves that, bro. Instagram DM is fine, bro. You're a light one. This is a light one.
Yeah, it is knowing that it's gonna expose. Like, why would he keep it himself? Why would he, like, not share it? If he already don't like you, you know he don't. You know he voice pain didn't like you. Why are we not expose that?
I think Drake was supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm saying like, I guess he did expose himself. I guess why elevate the situation? If I'm Drake, I'm not responding to you. I'm not responding to that guy right there.
Yeah, I feel like this could like just shine a bad light on Drake.
I feel like Drake was on Henny or something, bro.
I just don't think so.
If Drake was on Henny or something like that, I feel like Drake would have like fell asleep and woke up next day, he'd never respond to that. Never respond.
I agree too, but I'm saying like, I'm saying I understand why he did what he did. Do I agree that he should did it in that fashion? Maybe not. But
if somebody, you streaming, right? And somebody in your chat is like, you got like 20 niggas, you know, good chat. Is one nigga who like every now and then he'll shit on you, like, oh, you ass, bro. You kind of trash, bro. Like, are you taking time out of your day to like DM this nigga, or are you just ignoring he exists, bro?
Okay, now
like, what gives him more power?
It's not about power. It's about what is this comment saying to the chat? Okay, so the same thing we're going to Drake. All right. So if that nigga calling me trash is starting to echo, a nigga starting to call me trash now, I'm getting rid of that nigga. I'm calling him out. You know.
Okay. I think you ban him, whatever you do. But you know, I don't think you send him a DM showing that you upset. I don't think you do. I don't think you send him showing that like it kind of like hurt your feelings, whatever. To me, it kind of exposed it. It kind of like got to him.
I mean, blocking him is saying the same thing.
Not really blocking me. Like, I don't want to see it anymore.
Like, it was the same narrative. Drake's off.
Yeah. Well, he can't matter if he bought him. He still would hear his voice, but he's just like, ignore it. You don't respond, bro. That's my opinion. I don't think it makes Drake soft or anything, but I think
all I'm saying, if this make Anthony stop reviewing Drake albums, that is a W for Drake.
It doesn't make him stop.
I know it's not going to, but I'm saying if that was Drake's purpose to do that. Then
I mean, send over your goons, bro. Send over your goons. Just step outside, bro. You know, don't touch him. Just send over your goons, bro. Isn't that your house, bro? Send him a care package, bro.
I just thought it was weird, bro, that if you think somebody's all this crazy shit, bro, why are you listening to music? Why are you doing it, bro? So you just doing it for clicks? You doing it for clout? Like you doing it for views?
Yeah, maybe it's like a, not a meme. You know, like, the thing that you kind of known for, like a person known for, maybe something they do, they kind of let have to sit with it. Like, it's kind of their stick, whatever you call it.
What?
Like, maybe that's like his thing, like the Hayden Drake album. Like, even you know, maybe you don't really care that much about it.
I could not like somebody, but once I want, I cannot like somebody and listen to music. But it's some shit that's unredeemable, you know. If he thinks Drake's a groomer, all this weird shit, the only ditch on underage girls.
Yeah,
I'm not listening. That's just me. Maybe Anthony's morals are just wrong. You know, like maybe he's gonna get my money.
I agree with that.
So like that's what I'm saying. Like that's my whole point. If Anthony never would start saying like shit like that, like personal shit, then like, okay, If you think niggas a groomer, then why listen to them?
Yeah.
So it never been thinking that, okay, whether he's just lying, okay, he was lying, okay, just trying to get brownie points, or he generally thinks that, and he listens to music, knowing that he's going to hate her in it, because what he thinks about him.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm saying, like, you're just creating a hate wave for somebody you just don't like, bro. No, I mean, at that point, just don't listen to the music. Yeah. It's that simple. Yeah. Me.
All right, Nick, wrap it up, CJ. What do you think? You think Drake should respond? Left or alone, bro?
I don't think Drake should respond at all, bro. Like, yeah, that's it. Like, why would you want this? Why would you want to beef with this man, bro?
Mm.
I don't understand that. Like, Drake is a label. Can we all say that? Like, Drake is kind of a label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
In the, like, a music industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why would you want to tarnish your label?
Yeah.
By just going head to head with this man.
Yeah. I just don't think it tarnishes.
It don't tarnish it.
Maybe tarnish is a bad word, but like.
But it definitely, like, it just makes you seem. Like, the whole meme is Drake's emotion. Drake type nigga. You know, it's all those pages they can. Drake type nigga. Close the refrigerator tips. Like, it's always the kind of people, like. So it kind of plays into that a little bit. Drake emotional. Like,
but who say he wasn't emotional?
Nobody said it, but it plays into it. It plays into the hand of those kind of people. So
That's literally Drake. That's literally Drake.
Well, I don't know. I think you shouldn't respond.
Why do you think niggas have so many beefs? That's literally Drake. Like Drake had fucking bulletproof skin, bro. Nigga, he would not be in the many beefs as he is, bro. He would not be beefing with Kanye. He would not be beefing with Drake. He would never beef with Meek Mill. He would never beef with fucking... I'm pretty sure he's beefing with Nicki for a little bit. Because the whole... I don't know what it was them, but it's all these talking with each other for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, like, niggas... Bro, that's literally Drake's whole embodiment is emotions, bro. Like, that's why he is who he is. That's what Take Care was. That's Pot of Mouth. Like, that's what Drake is, bro. That's why... Nigga... He's nigga. Certified. Y'all think nigga who made album called Certified Love Boy is not gonna be upset by when you talk crazy of his name? Like what?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand niggas, bro. It's like they don't know who Drake is, bro.
Yeah.
But y'all have anything to see? Wrap this up.
Nope.
Again. Shout out y'all for coming through and listening. Again, this is live on YouTube Struggle Studio. We also have a game channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. TikTok, Struggle Studio, Instagram, Struggle Studio _ TikTok. I mean, not TikTok, Twitter, Studio Struggle. We need to fix that, bro. But, again, rest in peace to PNB Rock. Smoking on fan, what can I say? Light one of the distance.
Yeah, yeah.
But, again, thank y'all for watching. We out, bro. We out. Deuces.
Peace.